96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. No, we never really mean to hurt anyone, but it does happen. And when it happens to you, are you willing to forgive? Are you willing to forget? What's the process for forgiving and forgetting, and what does it really mean? Well, my guests have a lot to say about that. Tony Spann is a family therapist with You in Mind Psychotherapy and Consultation. Pastor Dante King is the senior pastor at Greater Mount Zion Church, and Nisa Muhammad, founder of the Wedded Bliss Foundation. And I know you're just chomping at the bit, aren't you? I know you are. We're going to talk about forgiveness tonight, you know, what it looks like to you. And I want to hear from people who have forgiven, who can forgive, and even those who really can't do it. And we're going to talk about why not. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. You can certainly comment on my Facebook page. Friend me at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher. A lot of folks commenting on my Facebook page today about this topic. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Okay, thank you all for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Let me start with Tony Spann. Okay.
Okay.
Define forgiveness, a working definition of forgiveness, please.
Oh, not a problem. The forgiveness is that act of where the victim gets to a state of feeling, well, they have positive feelings, taking away those negative feelings, maybe of revenge or that feeling of feeling downtrodden, and really trying to work on or going through a process of getting to a better state and coming to in a place of an acceptance. And I think that's really what forgiveness is it's getting to a place within themselves and moving through a place of maybe a negativity and getting to a place of positivity and working through a better place for them.
Okay, but the forgetful part or forgetting, how do those two come together? From a completely physiological point of view,
right, right.
Healthy people cannot really forget something
Thank
that has
Harold.
Impacted them.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, so is that really logical?
Well, I'm glad you said that, Harold. The way that the mind works and the brain works is that technically we cannot forget the way the neurons and just the way that the brain is developed and is made. However, generally what I try to do with patients or clients when I work with them is that I get them to realize that you may not get that picture out of your head, but we're trying to get those feelings that are connected to that picture to possibly either subside, change, or how we look at it differently. I try to get people to get from a victimized state to a place of being a place of victory. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important because internalizing and taking on these things that may have happened in the past where it's not presently going on, you're still holding on to it, still keeps you captured in that moment. And I think that's the difference is that you cannot maybe change those memories, but how can we get you to a place of feeling victory and changing those feelings?
Nisa, you know, one thing, when you're talking about single folks who are dating and that kind of thing, if one of them does something to the other and they get mad and they can just say, I'm rolling out. But with married folks, not so easy when you're talking about the forgiveness and forgetting thing or maybe dealing with the process of that. Your thoughts about it?
You know, part of the problem is that in the Black community, there's not a whole lot of forgiveness going on. Mm. I mean, we're the one community where I think forgiveness tends to be very elusive, that we want to hold a grudge, we want to pack it up and take it with us, and we want to just take it from one relationship to the next. So forgiveness really is a critical issue, and it's a matter of looking at the hurt and pain and working through it to get to a very peaceful process. And forgiveness is really a gift you give yourself, because the person who hurt you has gone on about their business.
Exactly.
They've gone on about their lives, moving on, and we're the ones still mad, hurt, disgusted, upset. So forgiveness is really a gift that we give ourselves, to help ourselves to move on, to help ourselves to deal with the hurt and pain and get to a peaceful place with it so that we can find a calm in our life as opposed to the anger, the bitterness, the rage. But see, it's just black people who don't want to forgive ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody on our job does something, let our supervisor do something, and we're quick to forgive other people, but we're very slow to forgive ourselves.
Pastor King, you have a story, because you know, believe it or not, even pastors have, you know, life drama. and you really had to bring a deep well of forgiveness in your situation. Briefly explain to us what happened to you and your family.
Sure. I guess my forgiveness started with my mother. My mother's a minister now, but growing up, my mother was a heroin addict. And she wasn't there from my formative years. And so I had to learn how to forgive her. And like guest said, forgiveness is a process. And forgiving her wasn't for her. It was more for me. But the problem with most of us do, the Bible says the root of bitterness and the root of unforgiveness. We treat forgiveness like we do dandelions, and we tend to cut it at the surface. And so you don't see that we're angry, but the root is still there. And in order to conquer or really forgive someone, you have to dig up the root. And if you're ever going to get the weeds out of your lawn, you have to dig it at the roots. So I had to go to the root of the problem, and I had to put myself in her shoes.
And were you able to do that? Was that an easy process to put yourself in her shoes?
It wasn't easy process, but when I begin to look, the older I got, the more I matured and realized some of the mistakes that I had made, it was no way in the world I could judge her and over here asking someone else to forgive me. That was hypocritical of me if I can't forgive her, but yet I'm asking for forgiveness over here for the things I've done wrong.
Mm-mm.
And so once you put yourself, I think, in someone's situation and realize, you know, it could be me. And eventually we're all going to need forgiveness. And the same way we don't forgive others or do forgive others, it comes back to us.
But you also, in reference to your father, you didn't know him. You didn't meet him for years.
Yeah, 37 years of my life. I grew up and didn't know my dad at all. Never knew him, never saw him. I never knew anything about him. And I finally had an opportunity to meet him. And I was bitter. Not knowing him. And sometimes that's what unforgiveness does. Sometimes we're mad about the unknown, or we're hurt about something we really don't know. I was angry at someone I never knew. But when I got to see him and we sat down and talked and I heard his story, I had more sympathy than I had anger.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it's the unknown. It's the fear. It's what we perceive in our minds to be a certain situation. It's not. And so I had to forgive both of my parents.
So you did forgive your father for not being
Absolutely.
Around?
Absolutely. I had a chance to eulogize my dad. I preached my father's eulogy, and I got to bury him, and I got to reconcile with him for the years of pain.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about forgiving and forgetting. Can you do it? Is it a realistic thing for us to ask of ourselves? Eugene, calling from Suitland, Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Myself and some folks, some relatives, had a really big fallout earlier today, as a matter of fact, a real big argument. And the thing was, they feel that I hold on to anger and resentment towards a certain person. And I told them, no, I don't hold on to anger and resentment towards that person for what they did, because someone's extended grace and mercy to me, so I should do the same for someone else. We're all human. No one's perfect.
But hold on. Let me ask you a question. And okay. I want to ask Tony about this, because he says he doesn't, but people are telling him that he does. That's what I heard. And so sometimes what we may be feeling on the inside is not really demonstrated on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing that came up was this person needed me to help them do something, and I chose not to. So my relative is like, well, you know what? Just let it go. And I'm like, well, I've let it go and I've forgiven them, but I choose not to interact with them any further. That's what I feel is healthy for me.
Hmm. Levels of forgiveness. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, you know, Eugene,
so.
I was just going to say, I actually appreciate your story, because this is something I was thinking about earlier when it in talking about loving somebody from a distance, or just taking your time to have a distance for yourself, just to get that place of peace and calm. a lot of times what happens is that in the moment, in the heat of everything, things can be pretty intense. And it being intense, what happens is that you can't really get your emotions and your feelings to where it needs to be. So getting that place for yourself is really important. So take that time. Take that time.
I need to take a break. Thank you so much for calling, Eugene. When we come back, more of your phone calls, more of discussions about, you know, forgiveness. You know, are there different levels of forgiveness? Are you able to continue the relationship? Like you said, love them from a distance or not love them at all. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Okay.
To say you're sorry. That's a silly game that children play. Oh, you don't have to say you're sorry.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about forgiving and forgetting. Are you willing to forgive? Are you willing to forget? And what does that really mean? My guests are Tony Spann, family therapist with You in Mind Psychotherapy and Consultation, Dante King, senior pastor at Greater Mount Zion Church, and Nisa Muhammad, founder of the Wedded Bliss Foundation. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Nisa, let's talk a little bit about, again, married people or people that are in a long-term committed relationships. Do you have to practice forgiveness? I mean, some couples, you know, they just kind of cruise through and only let the big things bother them. And then other times you get the nitpicky things every single day, sometimes every hour. I've heard these folks in the airport, oh, don't you start again.
You know, it really varies from couple to couple. One of the things that I work with couples on developing is a vocabulary of forgiveness. So that for a lot of couples, they don't know the words to say to express how they feel. And so to be able for a person to say, you know, I'm really sorry. After a while, just saying I'm sorry is not enough.
But what if they don't apologize?
Well, that's a problem. That's really a problem. If something detrimental has happened in the relationship, they really have to do something to make amends for what they have done. And it starts with an apology. It starts with saying that I'm really sorry for hurting your feelings. I'm sorry for what I said. I'm sorry for what I did. So that the other person knows that you're really trying to make an attempt at reconciling and atoning for what it is that the person has done. So forgiveness really is a process. And for a lot of us who are not used to asking for forgiveness, it becomes very, very difficult.
You know, what do you say to people who do what is called conditional forgiveness, meaning they only forgive others on specific terms? You know, this is part of a study that came out in 2012 in the Journal of Behavioral Medicine called Forgive to Live. I mean, I'm going to forgive you, but it only if. I mean,
it's not real forgiveness.
Yeah, it really isn't.
I mean, it can't really be forgiveness if it's conditional. I forgive you if you do A, B, C, and D. Well, then you're holding the person hostage.
Right.
Because the person who doesn't understand that forgiveness is for yourself. It's really not about the other person. You're really forgiving yourself. The other person has gone on about their life. They've gone on about their business. Forgive yourself. The forgiveness is for yourself. Part of the problem is that too often we don't forgive even ourselves. We mess up our own lives.
How do we know that we need to forgive ourselves? And what is that like? Do you have to stand in front of the mirror and say, I'm sorry, or I forgive you? Literally?
You know, the forgiveness of self really starts with changing our attitude, our conduct, and our behavior. When you are ready to forgive yourself, you do things very differently because that's what you look for when you forgive someone else. You want them to do something differently. And so if we keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again, we haven't learned anything. And we definitely haven't forgiven ourselves because once we forgive ourselves, we do things differently.
I need to take yet another break. But if you're on the phone, that includes Alice, Carrie, Tracy, and we have an anonymous caller as well. Just stay with me. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few on Sirius XM Channel 141.